It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. The Trump administration announced this week that it has the outlines of a trade deal with Mexico. The deal would drastically lower Mexican tariffs on dairy and other farm products, which may help Wisconsin farmers. Are you a Wisconsin farmer who grows corn or a dairy farmer that deals with Mexico? Are you happy about this deal? Do Mexican tariffs hurt you, and how much? 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org or tweet us at WPR Mornings. We're talking right now to Brenda Botel. She is the department chair and a professor of agricultural economics and an agricultural marketing specialist at the University of Wisconsin River Falls. Brenda, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good morning.
So tell me the broad outlines of this trade deal with Mexico.
Well, there's several points in which they've discussed right now. A lot of them have to do with the automotive industry. So primarily right now, one of the biggest things is that they're saying 75% of automotive vehicles need to be manufactured or made in the NAFTA countries. So that's a big deal. And then the other part of that is that, you know, they're saying now within this agreement that 40 to 45% of the cars need to be made by workers that make a minimum of $16 an hour. That's going to be a sticking point probably for Mexico, because right now a lot of those workers make about $5 an hour. The point of that is to attempt to stop the flow and to keep automotive industry in the United States, because right now there's a desire to go to Mexico for cheaper labor.
Right.
So those are some of the points from the automotive industry.
I know you're an ag specialist. Wait a second. I know you're an ag specialist here, but $16 an hour seems awful low even for what people make here. People are making more than that in the auto industry here, correct?
Yes, they can. So it depends on where you're at. Again, that's not my area so much, but
right.
They can make it on that point. I think the bigger thing is, though, you know, right now in Mexico, they're making five. So that's a big sticking point that, you know, if you have to go and you're going to have to triple your wages for what you're paying now, is there still the incentive then to take that to Mexico? So, you know, that can keep some of that work here in the United States, you know. And so that's a big deal. And
okay.
That's going to potentially be a problem, you know, when you look at it for Mexico to be able to meet and maintain that.
Okay, so talk to me about the agricultural aspect of this.
So from the agricultural point, where we're looking at it from with Mexico, is that the biggest thing is that it keeps and maintains that zero tariffs for us for agricultural products. So that's a huge deal for corn producers, soybean, beef, pork, because Mexico is one of the top five for all of those different products. And so we didn't want to have tariffs added to those. And that was at one point, you know, there's been a lot of discussion over the years, and that's something where there potentially could be. So keeping that at zero is huge, because what that means, it's not so much that we're going to gain a new market in Mexico, because that's where they're at. It's just that we won't lose that Mexican trade.
So that's interesting to me. Was Mexico threatening to raise tariffs on those things?
Well, at one point we were talking about the fact that they were going to say Mexico at one point, if you go back about a year and a half, they threatened to stop taking U.S. corn, for example. And, you know, at that point, you know, that's a huge, because corn, the Mexico portion of our corn, if we lost all of that, you know, that's between 20 and 30 cents a bushel. Now, granted, that wouldn't happen because, you know, we'd find another market for it. But that was the concern at that point. And so the fact that it's still zero tariffs means that we're still going to have that free trade there between the U.S. and Mexico, and we're going to keep that trade.
So what does Mexico get from this?
What is Mexico getting from this? Well, they get it basically, it's a trade agreement. We've talked a lot from it's very much on the point of view from the United States and where we're getting, you know, it is still an agreement. We still have these are the points that are good for the United States, as you pointed out.
Mm-hmm.
But it is still that we have trade here. I mean, it's good for Mexico to have these zero tariffs from the agricultural point, because it's going to keep U.S. products. It's good for the U.S. producer because we have that market, but it doesn't raise the U.S. product prices in Mexico either. So that's good. One thing that we didn't get is we were pushing for more tariffs and protections for some of the vegetable fruits and products, and we didn't get that. So from a Mexican point, that's good because we aren't going to have additional tariffs from Mexican products coming into the United States on those products. So things like your avocados and some of those other fruits and vegetables.
Interesting. So this deal is not made. They're hoping to sign the deal by December 1st when the Mexican president Enrique Peña Nieto leaves office. Then Congress has to ratify this deal, right?
Correct. So we have a 90-day law. So there is a law that says we have to give 90-day notification to Congress for any impending new trade deal. All right. So this is where you're hearing all of this talk that they need this done by Friday, because if we want the Mexican president to be able to sign it, this has to be able to go to be notified so Congress can see this and look at this. And then Mexico can sign it, and then we could sign it.
Is there some worry that the new president, who is a leftist, won't sign it?
You know, there's always worries when you are looking at any type of government. It's the same, you know, when I'm walking into something and it's a negotiation that as the new president, I didn't partake in this negotiation.
Right.
So there's always a concern.
Okay, so we've got like a couple of minutes left here, and I want to ask what happens to Canada. We had a trilateral agreement. The president of Mexico tweeted that he wasn't going to do a bilateral agreement. He wasn't going to do an agreement that didn't include Canada. He supposedly told Justin Trudeau that. Where does Canada fit into this?
Well, Canada's currently in negotiations right now, so they could potentially add by Friday. Mm. It's probably a pretty big deal because there's some pretty big sticking points. You know, there's some big, and that one of those is dairy, which is
right.
Huge for Wisconsin. So that's a big sticking point with the Canadian deal. Whether or not Canada chooses to go in on this is in the negotiations. The biggest thing you have to remember is that this is a negotiation. These are the talks that we have with Mexico, but this is by no means a done deal. So we could sit down and say, you know what, Congress could come back and say, you know, we aren't going to allow this renegotiation, you know, because it's a bilateral as opposed to it. And so we're not very out of NAFTA. So there's a lot of the politics that are still there. It's a great step forward. But by no means is this a done deal.
And how much of our dairy industry in Wisconsin, you have about 30 seconds, do we have with Canada?
We actually do quite a bit. I don't know what the actual percentage is. I don't do a lot of dairy policy, per se, from the exports and imports.
Got it.
So, but we do quite a bit. The biggest thing, the bigger some of the sticking points are that the ultra-filtered milk that goes to Canada,
mm-hmm.
and that became the issue a couple years ago. If you recall, in Wisconsin, there were several producers who lost their buyers. It all stems back to that ultra-filtered milk. So it does have a big impact on Wisconsin producers.
We have been talking to Brenda Botel. She is the department chair and a professor of agricultural economics and an agricultural marketing specialist at the University of Wisconsin, River Falls. Brenda, I wish we had had more time. This is a fascinating conversation. We'll have you back. Thank you for being here.
All right. Thank you.
Coming up next, fracking operations need sand, and Wisconsin has some of the best sand in the industry. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.